KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. After 27 years of leading the Atlantic Boys basketball program, Atlantic head basketball coach Steve Blazek has resigned from the head basketball coaching position. That was announced last night in a news release by Athletic Director Josh Rasmussen. Coach Blazek leaves the Atlantic program with an overall record of 541 wins and 271 losses. Now, that includes all 37 of his years as a head coach, including the 27 at Atlantic. Blazek helped to lead the Trojans to 7 Hawkeye 10 Conference championships, including the last 2 in a row. He also had a third-place finish in the 2002 Class 3A State Boys Basketball Tournament. His most recent team ended up 22-2 on the season. On college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes will bid for a spot in the NIT championship game tonight when they take on Maryland in the second of 2 semifinal round games. This is the first time an Iowa team has played in New York's Madison Square Garden for the NIT semifinals.
It's one of those places, you know, when you walk into the building, you feel, you know, this is sort of the mecca of college basketball in so many ways. And I'm thrilled that our guys are going to have that kind of experience. You know, once the game starts, it's like anything else. You know, the building itself, it's no different. And you got to focus on the opponent. And so I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
That's Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey. Maryland is 25-12, and they advanced to the semifinals after a one-point victory at Alabama. Junior guard Roy Devon Marble has rebounded from a midseason slump, and he's averaging just over 25 points a game during the NIT run, connecting on 49% of his shots. McCaffrey says that the exposure the Hawkeyes have received during their tournament run has been good for the program.
Every prospect in the country is going to watch those games. Sure, they're going to watch Saturday, Monday, but they're going to watch Tuesday, Thursday. There's nothing else on. They're going to watch those games, and they're going to say, what are they saying about the coaching staff? What are they saying about those players? What are the players saying about their coaches? You know, what kind of interest does that program have? I mean, people had a chance to watch this building with 15,400 twice. Everybody watches that and says, I want to play there. I want to go there and play. That is unbelievable atmosphere, and that's – that's what you want. You know, so ultimately, I think the tangible benefits are we'll continue to get better.
Iowa's 24-12 on the season. And with a victory, they'd play either Baylor or BYU in Thursday night's NIT championship game. Those teams will face off in the first game of the night at the Garden. Pregame tonight here on the radio, 7 o'clock. They'll tip things off from New York at 8 o'clock, and we'll have it for you live tonight here on the radio. Iowa State senior Will Clyburn is one of 20 players who've been selected to the 2013 Reese's College All-Star Game, which will be Friday, April 5th at the Final Four in Atlanta, Georgia. That game is sponsored by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Clyburn will get one last chance to play for Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg. Hoiberg was selected as one of the two coaches for the game, and Clyburn will compete on Hoiberg's team. The Reese's College All-Star Game features 20 of the best senior college basketball players from around the nation. The game will be played at the Georgia Dome in conjunction with the festivities of the 2013 Final Four, with tip time Friday set for 4 o'clock Central Time. A native of Detroit, Clyburn led the Cyclones in scoring and ranked second on the team in rebounding this past season, helping the Cyclones earn their second straight NCAA tournament berth. Well, Kevin Foster scored 28 points. Evan Roquemore added 20, and Santa Clara beat George Mason 81-73 last night in Game 1 of the College Basketball Invitational Finals. That's a best-of-three series, and Game 2 is set for Wednesday night at Fairfax, Virginia. The Patriots would also host Game Number 3, if necessary, on Friday. Louisville basketball player Kevin Ware was up and walking a day after having surgery for a compound fracture of his right leg. Coach Rick Pitino visited Ware again on Monday morning in the hospital. He says doctors are watching to make sure an infection doesn't develop. Pitino says if all goes well, Ware should be released today. Doctors reset Ware's broken tibia and inserted a rod into the bone Sunday after he suffered that injury in the Cardinals' win over Duke in the NCAA Midwest Regional. Well, the Pac-12 conference has determined that coordinator of officials Ed Rush was not serious when he told officials to target Arizona coach Sean Miller during internal meetings before the conference tournament. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott said Monday that the conference investigated a CBS Sports report that Rush offered a group of officials $5,000 or a trip to Cancun if they hit Miller with a technical foul or ejected him during the tournament. The conference concluded that Rush's statements were made in jest and that the officials in the room realized the offers were not serious. Miller was hit with a technical foul during the tournament semifinals against UCLA, and he was later fined $25,000 for confronting an official on the floor and confronting a staff member after the game. Longtime coaches Gene Cady and Raleigh Massimino and former U.S. Congressman Tom McMillan headlined the 2013 class that will be inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Cady went 512 and 270 during 25 years at Purdue, while Massimino spent 30 years coaching Stony Brook, Villanova, UNLV, and Cleveland State. McMillan starred for Maryland in the 1970s before serving in Congress from 1987 to 93. Joining them in the College Hall of Fame will be George Raveling of Nike, Bob Hopkins of Grambling, George Killian of FIBA, and the 1963 team from Loyola University of Chicago, which broke through the racial boundaries and defeated Cincinnati in the national championship game. Creighton's Doug McDermott is an All-American for the second straight year, while Trey Burke of Michigan and Otto Porter Jr. of Georgetown tied as the leading vote-getters for the Associated Press first team. Victor Oladipo of Indiana and Kelly Olynyk of Gonzaga are the other players on the first team. Burke, a guard, and Porter, a forward, both received 62 first-team votes and 319 points from the same 65-member national media panel that selects the weekly Top 25 poll. Well, Southern California has hired Andy Enfield as men's basketball coach after he took Florida Gulf Coast to the round of 16 of the NCAA tournament. Athletic director Pat Hayden says Enfield's success at FGCU wasn't a flash in the pan, and that his up-tempo style and stingy defense will be fun for both the Trojans players and their fans. The 43-year-old coach was 41-28 in his two seasons at the Fort Myers, Florida school. He led the Eagles to a school record 26 wins this season, including upsets of number 2 seed Georgetown and number 7 seed San Diego State as a 15th seed in the NCAA tourney. Well, Tubby Smith is reportedly going to Texas Tech to try to turn that men's basketball program around. A person with knowledge of the deal says Smith has agreed to terms with Tech. That person spoke anonymously to the Associated Press because an official announcement hasn't been made. Athletic Department spokesman Blaine Beal said there was no agreement in place. Smith will take over for interim coach Chris Walker, who went 11-20 this season and 3-15 in Big 12 play. Smith was fired by Minnesota last week after six seasons. North Carolina State's C.J. Leslie says he's skipping his final season to enter the NBA draft. The 6'9" forward was the preseason Atlantic Coast Conference Player of the Year. He averaged a team-high 15 points with 7.5 rebounds, shooting nearly 52% from the floor. He was a third-team All-ACC pick by both the media and the coaches. A person familiar with the situation says North Carolina State freshman Rodney Purvis plans to transfer. The guard was one of three McDonald's All-Americans to join the Wolfpack this season. He started 23 games and averaged 8.3 points, though his minutes fell off later on in the year. Kentucky has announced that Archie Goodwin is leaving early for the NBA. Goodwin averaged a team-best 14 points for the Wildcats this year. Well, Connecticut and California have rolled into the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four. Brianna Stewart scored 21 points, and Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis added 17 to help top-seeded UConn rout Kentucky 83-53 last night as they advanced to the semifinals for a sixth straight year. The Huskies will face either Notre Dame or Duke in the national semifinals on Sunday in New Orleans. The Irish and the Blue Devils will play tonight. Cal is in the Final Four for the first time after Laisha Clarendon scored 17 of her 25 points after halftime to rally the Bears past Georgia 65-62. In the NBA last night, it was Detroit over Toronto 108-98, Atlanta beating Cleveland 102-94, Minnesota topping Boston 110-100, Milwaukee outscored Charlotte 131-102, Houston beat Orlando 111-103, Memphis got by San Antonio 92-90, Utah beat Portland 112-102, and Indiana got by the LA Clippers 109-106. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Islanders a 3-1 winner over New Jersey, while the New York Rangers were beating Winnipeg 4-2. Montreal topped Carolina 4-1. It was Detroit beating Colorado 3-2. St. Louis over Minnesota 4-1. Anaheim shut down Dallas 4-0. Chicago over Nashville in a shootout 3-2. Edmonton beat Calgary 4-1. And San Jose a 3-2 winner over Vancouver. Well, Ian Kennedy struck out 8 over 7 strong innings, and the Arizona Diamondbacks used 15 hits to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 in their season opener last night. Kennedy allowed 2 runs on 5 hits with 1 walk in picking up the win. St. Louis's Adam Wainwright went 6 innings, giving up 4 runs, 3 earned on 11 hits. He struck out 6 with no walks and took the loss. Arizona's Gerardo Parra matched his career best with 4 hits, 3 of them doubles. Rookie A.J. Pollock went 3-for-4, including a 2-run double, and Martin Prado doubled twice with an RBI and 2 runs scored for the Diamondbacks. Matt Holliday had an RBI double, while Daniel Descalzo had a run-scoring single for St. Louis. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Washington beating Miami 2-0, the Mets over San Diego 11-2, Chicago beat Pittsburgh 3-1, Milwaukee over Colorado in 10 innings 5-4. The Dodgers beat San Francisco 4-0, and Atlanta outscored Philadelphia 7-5. In the American League, Chris Sale outpitched James Shields. Tyler Flowers homered, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0 in their season opener Monday. A dominant performance by Sale and Flowers' drive leading off the fifth inning against Shields were just enough to beat a team that's trying to make a big jump after finishing with a losing record 17 of the last 18 seasons. It also gave the White Sox a rare win over the Royals, who took 12 of 18 from them a year ago. Sale showed the form that made him a 17-game winner and an all-star in his first season as a starter. On a chilly day when the game-time temperature was 44, he allowed just 7 hits and struck out 7 while walking 1, and he left to a standing ovation after Alcides Escobar's single with 2 outs in the 8th inning. Just a couple of other American League games yesterday as Detroit beat Minnesota 4-2. It was Seattle 2-0 over Oakland, and Boston beat the New York Yankees by a final of 8-2. In other baseball news, a person familiar with the negotiations says two-time All-Star shortstop Elvis Andrews has reached an agreement on a $120 million 8-year extension with the Texas Rangers. That person spoke anonymously to the Associated Press because the deal won't be finalized until after a physical, and that likely won't happen until Thursday, the day before the team's home opener. Reds outfielder Ryan Ludwig dislocated his right shoulder while sliding into the base in the third inning of their season opener against the Los Angeles Angels. His right arm caught in the dirt on a head-first slide. Ludwig was safe but immediately grabbed the side of his shoulder. He left the game for an examination and will have an MRI today to determine the severity of that shoulder injury. The Chicago Cubs have placed second baseman Darwin Barney on the 15-day disabled list because of a laceration on his left knee. He injured that knee while trying to track down a pop-up during Saturday's exhibition against Houston. The 27-year-old hit .239 in spring training after hitting .254 with 7 homers and 44 RBIs in 156 games in a Gold Glove season for Chicago in 2012. And a football note, Jack Pardee, an all-pro linebacker and an NFL coach, has died. University of Houston spokesman David Bassidy made that statement. He said Pardee was 76 years old. Bassidy said on Monday that Pardee's son Ted confirmed the death to him. Pardee's family announced that he had gallbladder cancer that had spread to other organs and that he had 6 to 9 months to live starting in November. Pardee, an Exira native, was one of Bear Bryant's Junction Boys at Texas A&M. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1986. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.